Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, storms hit again last night in the Mile High City. It woke me up about, I think it was like right around 11 midnight. Just that crazy rain and wind and possible hail again last night. It was nutty. The lightning was absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I saw a lot of areas across the state getting hit with floods, like unexpected floodwaters.
Bad weather again.
Real bad weather. So hope everyone's safe out there.
Well, and then right around 1:30 last night, I heard my son shuffling around, and then I saw like lights getting flashed in the house and stuff, and he had his flashlight out. I guess the power went out.
Oh, no.
Right around 1:30, which is... it's annoying because then you lay there and you're wondering, you know, well, how's this morning going to go and when's it going to come back on? But thank God Excel called me 7 times to let me know what was going on. My phone rang. I should go back and look. I think it was 7 times. And I keep my phone on silent, but I do still have it on vibrate in case there's an emergency.
Yeah.
So, I'm laying there and I get the...
Yeah. I mean, you feel it and you hear it.
You know, as I'm trying to doze back off, because I'm already thinking about the power off, but they called me to let me know that my power went out. They called me again to let me know that they are working on restoring my power.
Mm-hmm.
They called me again and said the power be on by 3. And then they called me again and said 4.
Oh.
And then they called me again and said 5.
Oh, no.
And then I heard the power come back on. And then I got another phone call to let me know that the power had been turned back on. So thank you, Excel, for keeping me updated on my power situation.
Do they do this in the daytime hours, too? Do they keep you updated? I've never heard
of that. I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah, I don't know. I got sucked into something. I must have signed up for something.
You must
have. Yeah, I just
power
get the email.
Alerts. Yeah, where I'm getting calls. And it's not fun when it's 2 a.m. and my phone is...
Oh, I would be so annoyed.
It was excessive.
Yeah.
I appreciate the alerts, but hey, your power's off. Yeah, I noticed.
I know.
Hey, your power's back on. Hey, thanks, I noticed.
What was your son doing at 1:30 in the morning?
He gets a little freaked out when you hear the power go out.
Because
you can hear
it. Heard
it.
Okay.
You hear everything, you know. He's got a fan in his room and it goes off. So he gets a little like...
I get that.
Jittery
I get
about
that.
It. So he immediately has to wake everybody up and let us know that the power's out.
Damn, the power's out.
I know. I thought he was like down in his little
thanks.
3D printer lab
Excel
working on stuff.
The other thing I found extremely concerning is the amount of stuff that just turns on in my house after the power kicks on. Because I went, you know, after I fell back asleep and went downstairs, then when my alarm finally went off, the amount of lights that just come on when the power comes back on.
Oh,
there was a TV on. One of my sound bars was on. I walked in our office and my wife's complete... work from home setup was just on.
What?
Lights in my garage, on. Yeah, so I guess a lot of the stuff in my home is power sensitive. So if it goes out and comes back on, it's just on.
It's automatically. I wonder if there's a switch for that or a setting.
I don't know, but I instantly am thinking, okay, so what if we're out of town for a week or something? Power goes off. We get home and everything's on and it's been running. I want a discount from Excel if
you
that's
do.
The case.
Well, at least it'll look like someone's home and no one
will
rob your house.
That.
So
there is that.
There, yeah,
always
exactly.
thinking.
Positive.
You had an issue at the post office yesterday?
So I went in to mail some stuff. And you know how you have to go up to the counter and you're not quite ready? So they're like, why don't you go out to that back counter and fill the stuff out and then come back, right?
Okay.
So I get to the front of the line. They tell me to do that. Go fill out some stuff at the back counter. And then when I'm ready again... I go back to the line and I get into the back of the line. That's the process,
as you should.
Right?
That's proper etiquette.
Exactly. And so I get to the back of the line and I wait my turn again. And all of a sudden there's this lady and she did the same thing. She got to, you know, she was being served at the counter and they told her, you're not ready yet. Go fill this stuff out at the back. She went and did that. And instead of getting back into the back of the line,
okay,
like real humans do, she decided she was going to stand to the side of everybody and just wait until the person motioned her like, oh, yeah, you don't have to wait in line again. Come on up to the front. That is not how it works. And you could tell the person who was serving her like looked at me first to see if I was going to be okay with it because I was the next person in line. She was cutting in front
What'd
of
you
me.
Do? Did you say no?
And I just kind of smiled. It was like, it's fine.
Why did you say no?
Because I wasn't going to create a scene right there in the post office. But also the person in front of me, right? They had just said, hey, you were here before me. Why don't you go ahead? And I was like, no, that's totally fine. You do it. That's very nice of you to say, but you go ahead and get your stuff taken care of first. And
so friendly.
The person behind me, even, I took a little bit of extra time when I finally filled everything out. And the counter person said, this is going to take a minute. And so I turned around and I told the gentleman, thank you so much for being patient. I know you probably have places
to go. So much kindness.
And he was like, it's fine. Take your time. I've got plenty of time today. So everyone was super kind except for this one unhuman-like lady who didn't feel like standing in line. She thought she was above it. And boy, that drives me crazy when people do
that. Why didn't you just speak up in the moment?
Well, because again, I'm not going to cause a scene. I just feel like this was an older woman. She should know.
Maybe
but
she was confused.
I also feel like
you're like,
people,
I'm not going to make a scene. No. I'm just going to go on the air tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
Bash
that's
her.
Exactly
biatch,
what I'm going to do.
Biatch.
But I feel like once you get to a certain age, you kind of just like the
rules
don't apply to you anymore.
It's true. But let me ask you something. Do you know if the counter attendant at the post office said, hey, when you're done, just come right back up to the front?
I don't know if she did or not, but I was
we don't
in,
know that situation
I
either.
Was in the same situation as this lady just moments before, and she didn't tell me that. She didn't say, when you're done filling that out, come right back up to the front. She just said, go fill out your stuff.
Same lady?
Come back when you're ready.
Same
lady.
Maybe she didn't like you.
I don't know why that's part of this conversation. I know, right? Come on, I'm super friendly.
I know, right?
But no, it definitely irked me. I was like, I feel like this is just
that's common. That's etiquette. It's
common
just
knowledge.
Common knowledge. You don't go right back up and cut in front. You get back in
yes,
line because you were not prepared.
I was not the only person who looked at this lady like, the heck you think?
And
you
nobody
are
spoke
doing?
Up. How come nobody's
spoke.
Speaking up?
Again, she
call
was an,
out bad behavior.
She was an elderly lady. I don't think anybody really wanted to start.
Well, then call
something.
Her out in a loud
plus,
voice because she probably can't hear too well.
This was one of those you know post offices that served as another business, so it was a post office / boutique shop. So I didn't know if they just didn't want to throw down right there in the middle of the
what kind of
ceramic
operation.
You know? I don't know. It really was. It
I've
really
never
was.
Heard of this
post office /
boutique. Like
boutique.
What? What like, are they
like
clothes?
They had clothes.
Purses?
They had little knickknacks. They had purses.
Really?
They had shoes. They had, you know, birthday cards. A
who
little...
takes the mail, though?
Okay.
It was the same lady.
It's a post office in it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they got them in
okay.
like gas stations
exactly.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they had a post office within their business. And
that's
so,
kind of cute.
Like, I didn't know if people just didn't want to, you know, start something right there and, you know, break some stuff. So I was like, maybe we're just all being calm. So we don't break nothing, you know?
Yeah, that
but
lady
boy,
just doesn't know
me.
Life rules, I guess.
It irked me, and I just, like, again, thankfully the person in front of me and behind me were so kind, that could have ended a little bit
kept
differently.
Your cool.
I think the moral of the story for you is just show up prepared to the post office so you don't have to step to the side.
But I needed her help. Like, that's the thing, is I needed to overnight something, and then I needed them to overnight it back to me, so I needed to ask her what the best, cheapest way to do that was, you know? So that was what I needed to talk to her about, and then she told me, gave
get
me
out
the
of
materials
line. Go
to
fill
do
this
it,
out.
And had me go fill it out, so.
What were you mailing?
I was mailing.
A drug test or something?
Totally. That's it. And I passed! Yay!
Yay!
It's like a cup of urine
that's
or something.
Exactly.
Like,
it.
I got to get this
and then
to
I
a guy.
Them to mail it back
yeah,
to
Yeah, I needed
too.
To get this to a guy in Rhode Island immediately, and then I need it back. Like,
it's my
super
side
quick.
Hustle. What?
Like, I'm applying for a job, and I need this urine back quick. Ma'am, get out of line.
Yeah.